Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories, small business executives who lead the way on paternity leave and signs of burnout identified by the World Health Organization. Those stories after this. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com. More new fathers are getting a taste of the pressures that working mothers have faced for decades. These involved dads want to carry an equal load at home while keeping their careers humming. Sue Schellenberger, columnist at the Wall Street Journal, says mindful of the benefits, many employers are expanding parental leave offerings for men and encouraging them to take it. Sue wouldn't have had this conversation 30 years ago.
This is actually a much faster change than that. It's really one of the most marked shifts in workplace behaviors and policies that I've seen.
All right, so what's going on? What have you noticed?
Well, employers are, leading employers, especially big companies that want to retain people, are expanding paternity leave and parental leave policies for men at a very rapid rate. And they're encouraging managers and executives to take leaves and set a good example for their subordinates. So we're seeing really quite a rapid expansion in the number of men who take more than a couple of days off with their new children.
And as you've pointed out before, I mean, it's one thing to have a paternity policy, a paternity leave policy. It's another thing to actually use it.
It's been on the books at many companies for years, but men have been reluctant to take it because they face a social stigma, career setbacks, just a general assumption that they aren't really serious about their careers. The shift here is that more employers are really trying to disabuse them of that idea and encourage them to take it because it has so many benefits for retention and for the person's family and work-life balance.
All right, so you reference in the early part of your story a company called Olark, which does live chat software, and they had their two biggest executives take, what, like 3 weeks each for paternity leave, right?
3 months. They did. The CEO and the COO of this live chat software provider both took paternity leaves at the same time for 3 months, and they were. It was difficult for them to detach from work, but they set their people up, gave them a long leash, and actually did it. And the people at the company told me that this really was empowering for the employees. They felt like if the bosses could do it, then certainly the subordinates could do it as well. So it was both a symbolic act and a felt need by these two men.
Wow. So this was the CEO and the COO. Did they, at some point, just sort of make themselves available for a call now and then? Or is it complete?
They did. The COO in particular had office time on Mondays. Otherwise, they tried not to check in on Slack, the instant messaging system. They tried to keep their distance, and they prepared their frontline managers to react and deal with whatever came up. And the managers learned to do that. In talking with them, they all said that they was scary at times, that they really faced some issues such as when a key employee quit, but they also gained confidence and learned better teamwork in the process. So it was an exercise in delegation for these two executives who are also the co-founders of the company.
Thanks, Sue. Wall Street Journal columnist Sue Schellenberger. More after this. As a business owner, your employees expect you to have all the answers, right? What if you don't? What if you could turn to a group of business leaders, though, in your area for valuable business advice? I recommend you check out The Alternative Board, also known as TAB. By the way, TAB's advisory boards have helped owners and CEOs of privately held businesses for close to 30 years. As a TAB member, you'll meet once a month with local non-competing business leaders to discuss important topics like sales, marketing, hiring, and more. TAB members also get expert one-on-one business coaching. A current TAB survey showed that members had a higher average sales revenue than privately held businesses, better work-life balance, and smoother day-to-day operations. As a business owner, you can get the support you need now. Start by finding out if there's a TAB board seat available in your area. Go to my special website, thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. That's thealternativeboard.com/yourmoneynow. Another reason to be careful about managing stress at work. Working too hard is now a recognized occupational phenomenon. The World Health Organization now includes burnout in its International Classification of Diseases handbook. The agency described burnout as a syndrome resulting from chronic workplace stress that has not been successfully managed. Does this sound like something that might pop up at your small business? According to the WHO, doctors can issue a diagnosis of burnout if a patient exhibits three symptoms: feeling depleted of energy or exhausted, feeling mentally distanced from or cynical about one's job, and problems getting one's job done successfully. The agency said it plans to develop evidence-based guidelines on mental well-being in the workplace. The National Institutes of Health says many types of people can suffer from burnout, from stressed-out careerists and celebrities to overworked employees and homemakers.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business, but you don't have to take our word for it. Take Patty Poppe's, President and CEO of Consumers Energy, instead.
All of the innovation that's occurring around robotics, AI, it's happening here in Michigan. We have chemical companies, we have pharmaceutical companies, we have medical device manufacturers. Michigan is a magnet for innovators and dreamers.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website this morning with GordonDeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, I'd like to hear it. Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com or reach out on Twitter with the username @GordonDeal. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.